Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
You wanted to be in the heart of town. Then I showed you a home with a great walking score and lots to do all year round. Find an agent who knows at REMAX.com. REMAX. Dream with your eyes open. Each office independently owned and operated.
REMAX Parkside, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles. Call 805-239-3310 or go to ParksideRealtors.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com. Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off, 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome, and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, June 26, 2026. I'm Kevin Wells.
Former Executive Director of Gallup Pride and Diversity Center sentenced for embezzlement. County Clerk Recorder certifies results for June 2026 primary. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County District Attorney's Office announced that the former Gallup Pride and Diversity Center Executive Director, Dustin Collierworth, has been sentenced for two felony counts of grand theft by embezzlement. Collierworth began serving as the Executive Director in July 2022. and according to the DA's office, took advantage of his position to embezzle tens of thousands of dollars from the nonprofit. Collierworth has agreed to pay $59,309 in restitution for his crimes. In exchange for his pleas and admissions, the DA's office also agreed to recommend that he be placed on 2 years formal felony probation and serve 90 days in county jail. He'll begin serving his jail sentence on September 30th. If he violates probation, he faces a maximum sentence of 3 years, 8 months in county jail. San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder Elena Cano has certified the results of the June 2nd, 2026 primary for the county. 55% of voters turned out this primary, above the 49% from 4 years ago. The turnout rate for the city of Paso Robles was 50%, 52% for Atascadero, and 54% for Templeton. The bulk of the tabulation was done before the June 15th deadline with over 90,000 ballots. With the results certified, James D'Antona will succeed Bruce Gibson for District 2 Supervisor. Jimmy Paulding will remain the District 4 Supervisor. Police seeking bank robber suspect in Paso Robles with more information. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles Police Department has released further information of their investigation to a bank robbery on Spring Street. The PRPD says on Wednesday, June 24th, at about 2:49 p.m., they responded to a bank robbery report for the Wells Fargo Bank. The preliminary investigation determined an unknown adult male entered the bank, verbally declaring he was armed with a firearm while demanding money from a bank employee. After obtaining an undisclosed amount of money, the suspect fled on foot, traveling northbound on Spring Street. With bank surveillance video, police have identified the suspect as Ernesto Noriega Cisneros, who is wanted for questioning. Anyone with information of his whereabouts is encouraged to contact the Paso Robles Police Department. Tickets are now on sale for the 805 Country Rodeo Finals and the Tractor Pull at the Mid-State Fair. The 805 Beer Country Rodeo Finals will take place Saturday, July 25th, and the Tractor Pull will be Sunday, July 26th. Both events start at 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at midstatefair.com. City of Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series will continue tomorrow at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow's entertainment will feature the Rockin' Bees Band, playing rock and country music. Concerts are free to attend. Before the concert, don't forget to check out the Food Truck Weekends at the Atascadero Lake Park. This weekend features Mary's Cuisine. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Giants 9-6, the Red Sox over the Yankees 6-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Braves, the Dodgers will go against the Padres, the Athletics will face the Angels, the Yankees will go against the Red Sox. In California news, two men released from state prison last year have filed a lawsuit against Alameda County, claiming prosecutors sought to rig juries to bolster the DA's tough-on-crime image. Ernest Dykes and Curtis Lee Irvin are being represented by Brian Pomerantz, who said the prosecutors violated the right to a fair trial for both men. Irvin was sentenced to death in 1991 after a jury found him guilty of the murder for hire of Caroline McDonald. Dykes was convicted for shooting and killing a 9-year-old Oakland boy while attempting to rob his grandmother. The deadline has passed for backers of the proposed billionaire's tax to withdraw. As a result, the measure will appear on the November ballot. Negotiations had ensued between the unions behind the effort and the state governor. The ballot has been pushed by the Service Employees International Union United Healthcare Workers West, arguing it would fund the state's healthcare, education, and food assistance programs. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm to the Future report. It's tempting in agriculture to see land always through the lens of what it can produce. But Land Trust CEO Nick DeCastro says creating opportunities to see rural areas in a new way is valuable for both landowners and communities. His company connects landowners with interested outdoor recreationists.
I do think that there's an immense amount of intrinsic value that our landowners have gotten out of hosting people from all over different walks of life in different parts of the country. And I would say that, you know, look, almost all these places are multi-generation. By definition, they've lived and worked there their whole lives. And it kind of becomes mundane to them. And then to see their ground, their property, their operation through somebody's new eyes has like been very rewarding. You know, these are very rural communities, and having people come in from other places is, I think, kind of refreshing sometimes.
DeCastro sees a big economic opportunity here for landowners.
We kind of look like a rural economic development business, right? Because not only is the family that's listing their land on Land Trust and hosting people making money directly from this, but also you have people driving across country. They're going to buy gas in town, you know, eat at the diner, drink at the bar. You know, they're bringing in economic development into that little town.
Learn more at landtrust.com.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011. Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free. So come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Farmers in the Central Valley are ramping up irrigation for the season as temperatures rise going into summer and many crops enter a key stage of development ahead of harvest. For almonds, we're getting through our irrigation portion of the season. San Joaquin County walnut, almond, and olive farmer Josh Barton told Ag Alert this month in a field report. With walnuts, we're ramping up our irrigation right now. We've kind of prolonged our first irrigation of the season till middle and the end of May. It's been our standard for about the last 10 years. We've been doing some lighter shots of water, waiting for some of our district water deliveries to get made as allocations have been set. We're doing all our irrigation maintenance and pressure bombing, making sure that our trees are ready to take the water and that we're using it properly. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there is a traffic hazard on the U.S. 101 North, just north of the 13th Street off-ramp in Paso Robles. CHP says that a large tree or limb is down on the right-hand shoulder. They have a unit en route. The incident was first reported at about 8:15 this morning. Again, there is a traffic hazard in the form of a large tree or branch on the 101 North right-hand lane, just north of the 13th Street off-ramp for Paso Robles. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 80s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday and Monday. Partly cloudy Tuesday through Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday. Mid-80s on Monday, mid-70s Tuesday, low-70s on Wednesday, mid-70s on Thursday, 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Americans are feeling a little better about the economy at the end of June. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment reading for the end of the month rose to 49.5. Lower gas prices contributed to the improvement. May's reading was at a record low. Stocks are losing more ground today. Shares closely tied to artificial intelligence are impacted after a report suggesting OpenAI could hold off on going public until next year. Kenny Pulcari of Slate Stone Wealth says trading is also being influenced by the approaching end of the quarter next Tuesday. Crude oil prices are back to the recent range, with Brent crude at $72 and West Texas Intermediate at $69. Oil prices rose after reports of Iran attacking a cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Good food, great friends, patriotic fellowship. Come celebrate 250 years of freedom with the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County. Join us Sunday, June 28th, from 11 to 3 p.m. at Templeton Park for a delicious tri-tip barbecue. Visit with Republican candidates and elected officials. Hear patriotic remarks from District Attorney Dan Dow. Adults are $40, kids are free. Get your tickets at rpsloc.org, paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Darcia is Amelia Earhart today. She's flying solo. Kenny's on his way back from Annapolis, and so that is 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, it's Pure Country. Then Diane will be on the Country Store wheeling and dealing for a couple hours. Jimmy has this Saturday off, so we'll join Kim Commando at 9 instead of 10. Gary Brill in the jukebox, and the spotlight, it's loaded with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, all here on The Right Choice.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents an unforgettable summer of live entertainment. Catch country sensation Warren Zeiders on July 2nd, R&B legends Boyz II Men on July 9th, island favorites Kolohe Kai on July 25th, Aaron Lewis on August 8th, the world-famous Gypsy Kings on August 15th, and comedy superstar Bert Kreischer on September 18th. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. Plus, save $5 on each ticket purchased on-site with your Premier Club card. Only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Many times medicine men were the inspiration that led their tribe to enter into battles. One medicine man, Ishitai, inspired his people to attack a group of whites, but things didn't turn out well for him or his people. In 1843, a trading post was built in what is now Hutchinson County, Texas. The trading post was abandoned. 30 years later, about a mile away, another trading post was established. It comprised of a store, saloon, and blacksmith shop. Whites called it Adobe Walls. Chief Quanah Parker considered its existence an act of war. His medicine man, Ishitai, told Parker that any Indian who attacked Adobe Walls painted with a special yellow paint would be invincible. Because of their log construction and sod roofs, the buildings were virtually impregnable. In addition, at the time, the buildings contained 29 buffalo hunters, including Bat Masterson, all with 50 caliber buffalo guns. On June 27, 1874, 700 Comanche, Cheyenne, Kiowa, and Arapaho warriors attacked head-on. With the buffalo guns taking their toll and his horse shot from beneath him, Quanah Parker realized the yellow paint wasn't working. Four buffalo hunters were killed. Three were caught outside the buildings, and the fourth died of an accidental self-inflicted wound. It's not known exactly how many Indians were killed because most of the dead and wounded were carried away. Medicine man Ishitai tried to come up with excuses for the failure. He said a brave had killed a skunk prior to the battle, and that had caused the Great Spirit's spell to be broken. But the braves would have none of it. Later, when asked what Ishitai meant in English, the Indian said it was coyote droppings. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
the Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Local news update brought to you by Storey Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Tickets are now on sale for the 805 Country Rodeo Finals and the Tractor Pull at the Mid-State Fair. The 805 Beer Country Rodeo Finals will be Saturday, July 25th, and the Tractor Pull will be July 26th. San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder Elena Cano has certified the results of the June 2nd, 2026 primary. Turnout was 55% for the county, above the 49% turnout 4 years ago. With the results certified, James D'Antona will succeed Bruce Gibson for the District 2 supervisor seat, and Jimmy Paulding will remain District 4 supervisor. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s, it's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Storey Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Roxanne Evans. Tension remains in the Strait of Hormuz the day after Iran targeted a cargo ship.
Trump says the strait remains open and emphasized Iran could become a new market for American farmers, saying they'll use unfrozen Iranian assets to buy U.S. crops. And while negotiations between the two countries are still progressing, the recent ship attack in the strait is derailing efforts to resume traffic to pre-war levels.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Tel Aviv. Oil prices holding steady. Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton plans to plead guilty to one count of possession of a document relating to national defense. He's facing up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $2.25 million. At least America is listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peak team at Peak Realty. Just Google Peak Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
This summer, escape to the elegance of Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles with the exclusive Tuscan Vita room offer. Stay two nights and enjoy 50% off your second night in a luxurious Premium Prelude King or Premium Prelude Queen guest room. Relax with complimentary self-park and Wi-Fi. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com or call 805-369-2500 to reserve your stay.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Eric Church, live in concert at the California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year. Funny how melody sounds.
Don't miss Eric Church.
What I drank in my hand.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Mid-State Fair.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Mostly sunny. Low 80s today. Clear tonight for the most part. Lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. And little clouds and sunshine, but remaining in the low 80 range for your Saturday. Sunday, pretty much the same thing. We'll be in the mid-80s on Monday. Mid-70s Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday, Thursday mid-70s, and heading to the 4th of July weekend next Friday, week from today, low 80s. Today's UV index will be 11. Up and down, 5:50 a.m., 8:23 p.m., we are at 57 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Darsha up by herself today, sound off, open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2, enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them. They'll be there 24-7, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got
KPRL.
Whoops, there goes another problem kerplop.
Whoops, there goes another
problem kerplop.
Morning Exchange.
Was that song used for Eisenhower or Kennedy or Nixon as a campaign song? Does anybody remember? I know it was used, but I can't remember what president. Well, I wasn't born, but so. Anyway, I go. Good morning.
Good morning, man. So you're going to tell me that wasn't the greatest World Series you've ever seen between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays, Kevin?
No, that was enjoyable, and even if you weren't a fan of either the team, it was one for the ages.
right? Man, I was on the edge of my seat every game.
Yeah, I think all the games except for the one, I forget which, but it was a must watch.
Yeah, for sure, man. Freddie Freeman, that guy's just something else.
Yeah, well, the Braves got Matt Olson, so he's pretty good, but he's not Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman is going to end up in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it.
And Mookie Betts will, too.
Oh, yeah. How about Shohei?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you might as well put him in right now, huh? He's just... You know, and I've said this over the years, and I don't care what sport it is or maybe even music, because, you know, most of these careers are short-lived, you know, in relative of life. Sometimes we don't appreciate what we're watching while we're, you know, during its time. You know, you look back, you know, they show them after they retired X amount of years, and they start showing some film clips, even of players that I didn't like but respected. I go, man... That guy was something else, man, wasn't he? Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. I wish he was still playing.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. I mean, what do you think is going to happen with the Pete Rose situation? You think they're going to finally induct him in the Hall of Fame? Or
I don't think they'll... Well, you know what? Over the course of time, because people forget history, but they'll put some memorabilia of him in there, more than likely.
Right.
You know, again, you can't disqualify his accomplishments on the baseball field. Plus, the other thing, and I didn't like Pete Rose at all, but that guy loved the game of baseball, and he would have been, except for his behavior, a great ambassador for the sport for generations.
Oh, yeah.
Because he understood it, he loved it, and he knew the history of the game.
Oh, for sure. It's just everyone just talks about how Shohei got away with it, but, you know, of course, they say he's MLB's unicorn.
Who got away with it?
Shohei.
What did he get away with?
And his manager. Gambling.
Uh-oh.
The gambling scheme.
Yeah, well, that was interesting how that... His name kind of got taken away from the story, and his manager, you know,
took the fall for it.
Yeah, I even go back to the Michael Jordan thing with the NBA. I have, you know, some questions because, you know, things like that have happened before. Now, if you go back to baseball history, Ty Cobb and I think it was Rogers Hornsby, they like to gamble. And they were called in, and this is before the 1919 scandal took place. They were called in by the commissioner and said, hey, you need to knock this off.
Yeah.
And that story went away. So you know, there's no way for me to prove either way, but I've always suspected that the big guy, you know, the boss calls in these guys and say, look, man, you need to do this to help clean up our sport. And then, you know, with Jordan, mysteriously, he decided to retire and go play baseball for a year and then come back because the story then goes away.
Right, right. Just for everyone to forget about it.
Yeah, and, you know, even now we know that, like Barkley, Jordan likes to gamble.
Yeah. That's interesting how things turn out.
I think if Michael Jordan was a 12th guy on the bench, he would have been gone from the league.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll think that.
Yep. So we're starting to lose you right now.
Yeah, I'm out here in the cut somewhere, but I just wanted to call in and bring that up.
All right, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome. 238-5775-238-KPRL. Of course, you can go about the history of a lot of these things, whether it was the music industry and some of the things that went back on. If you go to Joe McCarthy, old man Joe, when he had the movie studio, and the stories, him and Gloria, I think it was Gloria Swanson, Nothing's been pure. Nothing's been pure. And then you have now this, the college sports and, you know, the money, and you're going to start to see some things happen. And I wouldn't be surprised, because these kids in some cases are getting, you know, boatloads of money. I can't help but think that the IRS isn't looking at this. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Do you know what Banana Ball is, or the Savannah Bananas?
No, I can't even venture a guess on that stuff.
Okay, no, it's you need to look it up. My friend told me about it several weeks ago, and
I don't see.
No, yes, you do. It's a baseball game that they've modified the rules somewhat, and they have a lot of fun. And I'd be very curious if you think it's a good thing or a bad thing. But anyways, there's about eight teams in whatever they're doing, it's a very interesting twist on baseball. Each inning is won at the end of the inning, and you get a point if you score more runs than the other team. And then at the end, in the ninth inning, all games are 2 hours, and games are nine innings. And then in the ninth inning, all runs count as a point. So, anyways, you should look it up. I know you like baseball, so you should at least learn what Banana Ball is.
Okay, so let me ask you a question here. Do they use a standard bat and ball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, the game we saw was between the Boston Firefighters and the Savannah Bananas. They brought out old Boston Red Sox players. Doug Flutie threw out the first pitch, and then he got mad. He said, I want to keep pitching. I mean, it's just a crazy, crazy tribute to baseball, I would almost call it, but it's fun. And they dance, and they do trick plays, catch behind the back. I mean, one guy can catch a ball and do a backflip at the same time. It's fun. And
so would they be kind of the baseball equivalent to the Harlem Globetrotters?
Absolutely. And that's what I would, that's a very good summation, because it's just a lot of fun.
Well, if that's the case, then these guys got to be pretty good athletes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, some of them are minor leaguers. They talk about them. And they keep bringing in different pitchers. One guy pitched on stilts. Try that one, that angle.
Wow.
So, anyways, it was a lot of fun. Even my wife, who's not a big sports fan, was having a lot of fun with it. So you should learn what Banana Ball is and maybe watch a few innings or something.
So is this recent?
Yeah. I mean, I think the game we watched on Roku was from 2025, and I'm pretty sure. And I don't know how long this quote unquote league has been in play, but I mean, they were playing at Fenway Park. I mean, and the stands were full, and everyone's having a good time, and it's just a lot of fun.
I've seen that they've had some like wiffle ball stuff on TV, which I could care less about that. But
of course the balls are yellow. But no, it's real baseball bats and real balls and real players. One of them had like a football helmet on. I mean, it's just crazy stuff. So depending on your point of view, it was a lot of fun.
Well, the Charlie Finley, who used to own the Oakland A's years ago, he proposed a yellow, it was either a yellow or orange baseball.
Mm.
And of course, the traditionalist said, that's not going to happen, Charlie, because he was kind of like the Bill Veeck of his era, trying to, come up with these crazy promotions.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But anyways, you should check it out, or anyone that's interested, check out Banana Ball. And I guess it started with the Savannah Bananas. And yes, it's kind of like Harlem Globetrotters meets baseball.
Okay. Well.
All right. You have a good day.
All right. Thanks. 238-5775-238-KPRL. You know what? Since Major League Baseball, from what pretty sure that I read, that the Home Run Derby is going to be on Netflix, so I won't be able to watch it because I'm not paying for it. maybe they'll have a banana ball thing, and to just wet my or fill my appetizer or whatever for quench for some baseball, maybe on that Monday I will watch the, or if they have some of the banana ball, and see if I care for it or not. So, I shouldn't say most things. When it means contact tennis, I can watch. I can watch softball, the girls' softball, and college baseball, and obviously Major League Baseball. So what else is there? Okay. All right, well, new sports pop up, and you have a different generation, and kids like it, and as long as they're having fun. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. So, I don't know, this is probably going to make the rounds, because this guy, I've seen him a lot in interviews, and I like him. He's from Texas. His name is Brandon Gill, Republican representative. And he got into it with some SNAP policy advocates during a House Oversight Committee, and this took place yesterday. And he was pressing this lady to answer whether Americans need Coca-Cola to survive and whether taxpayer-funded food benefits should pay for sugary sodas. Now, the exchange came as lawmakers examined waste, fraud, and abuse in the SNAP program. And it's roughly $100 billion program that serves more than 40 billion Americans. And Republicans have argued lax oversight has enabled misuse of taxpayer dollars, while Democrats warned against restricting benefits for eligible families. Well, as with many things, we've made families more eligible by lowering the threshold. So she did not directly answer the question on this. She's not a nutritionist. But anyway, I went and I asked my buddy Al. What government programs do not have fraud? And my buddy Al, who's very knowledgeable, by the way. Some people consider him smarter than Einstein. It says that there is no government program completely free of fraud. Because programs involve distributing funds or benefits, they are inevitably targeted by bad actors. Okay. I don't know how many programs in the last 6-7 months, maybe more, or just to simplify it, since Trump's been in office, have been exposed as having fraud in it. And when you add up, this is into the billions of dollars. These programs become so big they can't be controlled, or they have nitwits running it. Probably a little of both. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I was one of those odd people who sat there and watched those hearings yesterday when those folks were questioned about the sugary drinks that were allowed to be purchased on the SNAP program. But what caught me was the gentleman who was questioning asked the question. The woman refused to answer or gave some obscure answer that wasn't a real answer. And it wasn't that she didn't answer the question. He didn't pursue it. And I thought, now, isn't that odd? That I realize we're not in a trial. I realize it's questioning. But he didn't pursue her. He didn't say, ma'am, you should know the answer to this question. We're not going anywhere until you answer that question. And she, no matter what, she just sat there like a dummy, refusing to answer. And I thought, how do we, as a city or a county or whatever, expect anything more from our representatives when these people in, you know, Congress or whatever, are doing the same thing? They're letting the people get away with non-answers.
Well, that's been an issue for me for many years. I don't.
Yeah.
You're right, but it's up to us to pursue it, particularly, you know, okay, it's one thing the guy in Washington, but it's for us locally is to pursue it. However, when you could run into the issue locally is that they'll just say you're out of time.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. You get your 3 minutes, and you can stand up for the city council and say, "I'm here to ask this question. I would like an answer." And at the end of your 3 minutes, they say, "Thank you very much," and that's it. Now, at least Steve Martin used to say, "We'll try to get you an answer." And if you were still in session, they would try to get an answer while they were in session. But if you couldn't get it then, you could always go to somebody, send an email or a phone call or something and follow up and get an answer. You don't get that anymore. You know, John Hammond doesn't do that anymore. As far as he's concerned, you've asked your question and he's done with you. But I was really struck by the fact that here is somebody with some power and authority to not only ask the questions, but they're asking it of somebody who should know the answer but refuses to. I'm stunned by that kind of display.
You know, what? One of the things that, this is locally, that people need to consider when they go up and they want to ask a question to their elected officials, they need to ask the question. Don't paint a story for 2.5 minutes.
Yes.
Say, counsel, I have a question regarding the lawsuit that you had against Quiet Title. Can you tell me the exact money that the taxpayers had to pay for this? That's it. You don't need to get into what your opinion is of it, et cetera, and take up time. Just ask the question.
And too many people do that. They throw in all the minutia that clouds the subject, that clouds the question, and so they sort of skirt on by, the council skirts on by, and doesn't answer the question. So it's up to you then. You have to follow up some way or another by either emailing, and email is the only way to do it, because you're not going to be able to call the city manager or the finance department or whatever and ask those questions for the most part. You're going to have to follow up, and then you're going to have to wait.
Well, but that to me, it defeats the purpose of, okay, so, and let's just say that somebody replies to that email to that specific person. Then that's just the one person that knows the answer instead of, okay, now this is on public record because they stated so at the meeting.
And what I have done in the past, and I advise people to do this, if you ask a question of counsel and you don't get an answer then, but it's somewhere down the road you do get an answer, go back. Go back and pose that again before counsel and say, I asked this question, I got the answer, and I want the public to know. Because then it's on public record.
Yep, exactly right.
So, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, folks, we just have a couple of seconds left. Let's see here, anything, there are some things, but I have the Automobile Association, the AA, is founded to help British motorists avoid police speed traps. All right, so that's why it was initiated. Well, again, that's the AA, not the, you know, the AAA that we have here in the United States.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. City of Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series will continue tomorrow at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow's entertainment will feature the Rock and Bees Band playing rock and country music. The county DA's office announced that former Gallup Pride and Diversity Center executive director Dustin Collierworth has been sentenced for 2 felony counts of grand theft by embezzlement. He's agreed to pay $59,000 in restitution and will serve 2 years felony probation after 90 days in jail. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, Open Mic Friday. Darcia is solo today. Kenny will be back next week. And also tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Diane, on the Country Store, Wheeling and Dillon. Jimmy has the weekend off, and Kim Commando will come in early. Jukebox Saturday night. Yes, indeed. Gary Brill, the Four Seasons. And enjoy the barbecue for the Republican Party on Sunday. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.